God bless you all this morning. We are walking our way through the glorious teaching of the Sermon on the Mount. And once again, it's the teaching of the ways of the kingdom by the King himself. A proclamation about the kingdom of heaven. And what a great teaching this is. And it's just a privilege to be walking through it in this day and time. So if you turn your Bibles to chapter 7, please. Chapter 7. Now, I'd like you to take your ribbon and put it in where chapter 7 is. Okay, everybody? Okay. Take your ribbon, put it in chapter 7, and then just close your Bible. Put it right there on your lap or on where you got there. Okay. Today we're going to be looking at a section of Scripture which is quite often misunderstood. And it's a great encouragement, and it's a great instruction, but it's often misunderstood because the world will take something from the Bible and then transform it into what they want it to say, what they think it says. So with our Bibles closed, I want you to think of this phrase and raise your hand if you've heard of it. To walk the straight and narrow. Have you ever heard of that? To walk the straight and narrow. I want you to think about, what do people mean when they say to walk the straight and narrow? Well, often it's not crooked. It's the straight and narrow. And it's an honest, moral, lawful way of living your life. The straight and narrow. And they attribute this to the section of Scripture that we're going to be looking at today. And although it's a good idea to walk morally and ethically and lawfully and to keep your nose out of trouble, it's a good idea, but that's not from this section that we're looking at today. So, if you would open your Bibles back up to chapter 7, where your ribbon is, and we're going to... Our text for today is chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. So we're going to be looking at what the Bible says that Jesus was teaching here at the Sermon on the Mount. I think this is part 17 today. So, verse 13. Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. So we're going to look at this wonderful section, two verses, and what is it really saying? When people say to walk the straight and narrow, it's not even this word. If you take a good look at this word straight, it is not the word for not crooked. We've heard a lot on the news lately of the Strait of Hormuz, where you've got the narrowing, that narrow section, where it narrows really down. That is what this word straight means. If you look, there's no G in that. There's no G in this word. It's straight. Like the Strait of Gibraltar, or the Bering Strait, where it narrows down, where it's quite narrow. And that is the strait that this is. It's the Greek word stenos. It's I think it's interesting. For kicks and giggles, put your ribbon here. And let's go to Numbers chapter 22. Numbers 22. And this is the record about a man named Balaam on his donkey. King James calls it an ass because that's what a donkey was called. And in chapter 22, verse 21. So in this section, in the Greek Old Testament called the Septuagint, this word that we read in Matthew, the straight, is used in this section we're going to read today. And you'll see what it means. The gate is straight. Straight is the gate. So, we'll start, because we can, in verse 21. Numbers 22, verse 21. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord. Who saw the angel of the Lord? The ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass and turned her into the way. He was upset because it veered off. Verse 24. But the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself unto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. And he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a what? Narrow place. And this is that word for straight. A narrow place. But look, there's even more explanation to it. A narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left hand. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass. And she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? And it goes on. But that is the story of Balaam, who was being the people of Moab wanted him to help them curse Israel. And God did not want that to happen. But the point being why we went there today, it was a narrow place where you couldn't go to the left or to the right. It was a specific narrow place. And as we go back now to Matthew chapter 7, where our ribbon is, and when it says, verse 13, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth, and we're going to look at that word leadeth because it's really important, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight, and there's our word, neither to the left nor to the right, it's narrow. Straight, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth, and we're going to look at that word leadeth later too, that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. Now, we already looked at this word straight, and it means narrow. So what's the word narrow in the King James mean? So I thought we'd look at that. Narrow here is the word phlebo, T-H-L-I-B-O. And maybe some of you have heard of the Greek word phlipsis, which means tribulation. Well, phlebo is the verb. Phlipsis is the noun, the cognate noun of this verb. So, tribulation. And that is what this word in the King James, when it's talking about narrow, is tribulation, affliction. Now, it's not saying that the gate is narrow and the way is narrow. The gate is narrow. The way is hedged in by tribulation. By tribulation. Now, I know that tribulation doesn't sell books and it doesn't sell songs. But Jesus is teaching this. And he's teaching it for a reason, because he's encouraging people that follow him, that are his disciples. He's instructing them. He's making them aware that few there are that find the gate, the opening. And then once you find it, the way which leadeth to life is going to be affliction and tribulation. Now, that doesn't go along well with, like, live your best life now and prosperity Christianity, but it's the truth. It's the truth. And Jesus is making us aware of that. I want to go to a few places where that word is used. Straight or very narrow, can't go to the left nor to the right. Few there are that even find it. That's the gate, and the way is narrow. It's troubled. So let's go to 2 Corinthians. You can put your ribbon here because we'll be back and forth there. But 2 Corinthians, we're going to look at a few places, just a sampling, of where this word is used that's translated narrow in the King James. I think like the ESV and some of the other more modern translations say hard is the way. Well, it's more than it's just hard. It's tribulation. It's affliction. And we're going to look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8. Where Paul is talking here, and he says, we are troubled on every side. See the word troubled? That's the word that is narrow in King James. Narrow is the way. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Troubled, that's the word here. That's narrow, the way. The gate is straight, it's real tight, it's real narrow. Few there are that find it. Once you get through the gate, once you've chosen and deliberately gone through that narrow gate, the way is, there's trouble and there's tribulation. Look at 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. You'll see when we get to the end of this teaching that this is not a Debbie Downer. What's the donkey and Winnie the Pooh's name? This is not an Eeyore teaching at all. But Jesus is preparing our hearts for what we can find. Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Oh, woe is us. Our way is afflicted. Tribulation. No, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 4. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and you know. Tribulation. That is the word that's translated narrow in Matthew chapter 7. So, and one more time, 2 Corinthians, I should have gone 2 Corinthians and stayed there, but oh well. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 6. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is the effectual, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings, which we also suffer. And whether we be comforted, it is your consolation and salvation. The word afflicted there. The word translated afflicted is that thlibo, is that word that's translated narrow in the King James. So when we go back and we read those two verses in the Sermon on the Mount, we'll know what Jesus is really instructing and encouraging those who want to walk in the ways of the kingdom. So as we go back where your ribbon is in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, enter ye in at the straight gate. Straight means real narrow, can't go to the left or the right. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many be which go in there. Verse 14, because straight is the gate, S-T-R-A-I-T, and narrow, and that's our word, troublesome, affliction, tribulation, is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. What a wonderful joy it is. You know what I think about when it says the way here? Who is the way? Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's Jesus. And we have found him. And we have trusted in him for our salvation. We've trusted in him for our righteousness. We've trusted in him for eternal life. You want to say yay? Yay, right? So, now going back, it says, wide is the gate. This is the other gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way, which that leadeth to destruction. Now, this word leadeth even carries a more punch to it. The Greek word here that's translated leadeth. Or, so if you stay right in the book of Matthew. You can keep your ribbon right here, but you stay in the book of Matthew and go to chapter 26. And we'll see a couple, we're going to look at two, three places where this word leadeth is used. And you'll see that it's more than, if you follow this way, you're going to find something. So chapter 26. If you look at verse 57, this is talking about Jesus and them apprehending him. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Led him. How did they lead him? They carried him away. They escorted him. Did he have a choice? It was, they led him. All those armed guards and all the soldiers, lots of them. And they led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, that was going to be the judge. Stay right in the book of Matthew. Go to chapter 27. Chapter 27, verse 2. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. See the words led him away? That's that leadeth. Leadeth. One more spot, because we can. Look at verse 31. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put on his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. That's that word, leadeth. Leadeth. You can also see where in Corinthians, you know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led, carried away unto these dumb idols. So that's this word, leadeth. So the wide gate and the flat, wide, spacious way leadeth to destruction. So now, when we go back to chapter 7, enter, verse 13 again, enter ye at the straight gate, very narrow. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Just like Jesus Christ was led to the Caiaphas, was led to Pontius Pilate, was led to the crucifixion, leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, at that gate and that way. Verse 14, because straight, very narrow, can't turn to the left nor to the right, is the gate, and narrow, very tribulation, affliction, troubling, is the way, but it leadeth unto life. When we choose the way, the truth, the life of Jesus, when we choose that door, that gate, even though the way can be troublesome and expect affliction, expect tribulation, it leadeth unto life. It leadeth unto life. You know, that straight, that narrow gate, the gate being Jesus and the way being Jesus, it may seem that it's difficult to enter into, and the way is tribulation, and your head's on either side with afflictions and tribulations and pressures. And we have the greatest of encouragement, because this was part of, these two verses were part of a teaching. And we don't pluck these two verses out from the whole context of the teaching that Jesus, and we'll look at that. We have the greatest encouragement and instruction to walk in the way, and that's Jesus. Because it is that way, Jesus, which leadeth unto life, unto eternal life. Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, all that walk in Christ, the way. Though you can see in God's word in 1 Peter, it says, scarcely saved by reason of their afflictions and trials. But we are in the way. We are in Christ. We are in Jesus. We are in the way of the kingdom. And that way leadeth to life. It leadeth to a life everlasting with God, with in God's presence, basking in God's glory. What was the other way that you could choose? It was easier. Leads to destruction. It says in the word that those who do not choose the way unto life, but choose the way of destruction, there'll be gnashing of teeth. You know what gnashing of teeth means? You're grinding your teeth because it's so awful. We have chosen a better way. The gate's narrow, and not many are going to find it, but that's the gate we've chosen. And the way behind that, way through, once you get through that gate, the way is tribulations and afflictions. But at the end, it leadeth unto life. If this world is all we have, we're most miserable. This world is not all we have. We are kingdom people. We are citizens of heaven. We've been promised by God eternal life. We've been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge, as a token of what is to come. As powerful and beautiful as Holy Spirit is, it's just a guarantee or a pledge of what further is coming. When we have our eyes on the prize in Christ Jesus, we see God being in God's presence. What's our inheritance? Him. Think about that. Eternally with Him, in His presence, in His glory, in His love, in His light. Yeah, there's not even going to be a sun that lights the way. It's going to be His glory, His light that lights us. Isn't that, it's like, I don't understand all that, but I want it. I want it real bad. And I've been promised it. And I know it's going to be good because God is just and good and always just and good. So when we look at that, we shall certainly be saved. We are saved. We shall certainly be saved. And we shall certainly be brought, like Jesus was brought to Caiaphas, and Jesus was brought to Pontius Pilate, and Jesus was brought to the crucifixion. We shall certainly be brought to everlasting life. We shall certainly be brought to everlasting life. We'll be brought to God's glory and God's presence, which will be more than an exceeding abundant recompense for all the troubles and all the sorrows and persecutions that we will face as a follower of Jesus, that we experience on that way. But we know what's at the end. And it's a promise by a God who cannot lie, whose promises in Christ are yea and amen. There's no debate. Now let's go back. We'll close in Matthew chapter 5. We'll see another part of the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5. Remember the quote-unquote Beatitudes we first looked at when we first started enjoying our journey through the Sermon on the Mount? Look at verse 10, chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil things against you falsely for my sake. Look at verse 12. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. What does it say about these people? Blessed. 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 Verse 12, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And what does Jesus say about us? You are the salt of the earth. You're the salt of the earth. You're the taste of heaven now. You know, it's not so much that we're worried about getting to heaven. We're going to go to heaven. It's so much that the question is, do we bring heaven here by our ways, by following and being obedient unto God, by passing up the wide gate, passing up the wide, easy road with the world, and seeking the narrow, the straight gate, which few even find. Jesus, when he's talking about the peace that he gives, he says, in this world you shall have tribulation. You shall have tribulation. But I have overcome the world, Jesus said. So when we look at what Jesus is instructing, what Jesus is making us aware of, what Jesus is encouraging us to walk in this way, to walk in this truth, which leadeth unto life, and the gate is Jesus, the way is Jesus, the truth is Jesus, and he's our life also. And blessed are we. And if we come across persecution, if people revile us for Jesus' sake, blessed are you. And great is our reward. Great is our reward. That's our God. And that's what he's laid out before us. His Son, Jesus Christ, the King, is teaching the ways of the kingdom. And that's what we have. And it's not talking about the straight and narrow like the world is talking about the straight and narrow. Narrow is the gate, which few shall find. And troubling is the way, which leadeth unto life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.